Noah Wright watched his daily temptation through the blinds in his dark office. Like clockwork, his neighbor shoved her apartment door open, flung her keys on her leather sofa, and began to strip. Oh, she had no idea he was watching. In fact, she probably didn't realize her blinds were see-through. Had the lights in her apartment been off, he wouldn't have seen a thing. But they weren't. They were on. Tempting him. Taunting him. He gripped the pen in his hand, watching her remove her clothes with a natural efficiency and speed that managed to appear sexy. Then she was in her underwear and running for her bathroom. Amaya Zahra. He'd met her when she'd moved in some months back. He'd ignored the instant hunger her scent awaked in his panther. Down boy. The beast didn't care for his attempt at self-control. The animal wanted her. He had been fighting the instinct to take the curvy goddess, strip her bare, and lick his way down her luscious body. Unfortunately, that wasn't going to happen. Maya had a boyfriend, some dickhead he'd seen eyeing every female passing them by. Still, Noah didn't poach. He respected relationships, even if she was his mate. He'd have to wait until the time was right. Chivalry did not mean he had to stop watching Maya's see-through blinds. The U-shape of the building allowed him to see into her apartment directly across from him. The sound of music coming from her place caught his attention. Humans might not be able to hear it, but he had sensitive hearing, so he could hear the music clearly. She was notorious for loud music and singing along out of tune. Not that he minded. He was endeared by her lack of inhibition. Sure enough, a moment later, she popped into the living room, clad in a pair of booty shorts and a tank top. She loved wearing tank tops. He loved watching her wear them. She moved out of sight and into the kitchen. Then she returned with a bottle of water. At first, she took a sip, but once she closed it, he realized she had other plans for the water bottle. She lifted it to her lips like a mic and started singing along and wiggling her hips to the sound of the music. He grinned. She was so damn cute. Her long, dark hair flew from side to side with every shake of her head. He bit his bottom lip, watching her breasts strain against the tank top as she danced. He wanted the offensive material off her body. Ideally, torn by his claws. He'd yet to see her fully naked. Dreams didn't count. He'd had enough of those. Kissing her. Doing things to her that were probably illegal in some states. She stopped dancing suddenly and rushed toward her bedroom. She darted back to the living room and opened her door, holding a wallet in one hand and rummaging for bills. A pizza guy standing on the other side handed her a box, took the money, and left. She slammed the door shut, placed the box on the table, and grinned. His cell phone rang. A quick scan of the caller ID showed it was his godmother, Jerry Wilder. He ignored the phone and glanced back at Maya. She had taken off the robe she'd put on to open the door and was dancing again, all the while eating a slice of pizza. It looked like she was singing to the pizza. His cell phone rang again. He growled and picked it up.
Hello, Jerry.
He tried not to sound like a jerk. She was the only person who gave a fuck about him.
Noah, I know you hate anyone bothering you, but it's time for our monthly dinner. Or did you forget?
He glanced at his calendar and let his head drop.
I forgot.
I knew you had, which is why I took the liberty of making a reservation at my favorite restaurant.
He could hear the smile in her voice.
I appreciate that. We can always go another night,
he said, glancing up to Maya's window. She was nowhere in sight.
Nonsense. I'm dying to see you.
Of course she was. She was dying to get him to sign up for her dating service. The last thing he wanted, now that he knew Maya was his mate, was for Jerry to go trying to match him to anybody.